Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Sam from Gloucester.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, good morning.
You're awfully calm. You're about to play for $1,000. It's making me nervous.
I know, trying to ease those nerves.
Sam, will you kick Kennedy out?
Cool. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Oh, you bet. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions that are all pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy. You're going to win the $1,000 right now. We have a very large check waiting to put your name on it.
Like Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. And just a reminder, if you tie, that's a loss for you. You don't win the money with a tie, okay?
Okay.
Last week, Caitlin Clark was named the WNBA's Rookie of the Year, receiving 66 of the 67 available first place votes. Which team does she play for?
Indiana Fever.
What singer's album 25 became the best-selling of 2015?
Adele?
This artist was just passed by Taylor Swift as the world's wealthiest female artist and has released the albums Auntie and Good Girl Gone Bad. Name that artist.
Rihanna. Ugh.
Who's that in the background?
I'm walking through campus.
Oh, okay.
She's multitasking while she plays for $1,000.
Gotcha. Question.
I'm taking a couple laps before I go into the office.
Sure, I got you. Question number four. While Florida prepares for more devastating storms, it was George Clooney who captained a fishing boat during severe bad weather. Name that movie.
Perfect Storm.
What is it?
I said Perfect Storm.
Question number five. The Patriots host the Houston Texans this Sunday. It's Letts Stadium at 1 o'clock. True or false? The Patriots have lost their last seven straight home games. True or false?
They're bad. So true.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I mean, I can't fault your logic.
Dan, can you do
playing the odds on that.
Can you do a check on answer number four? I have not given it to her. Don't say anything, Kennedy.
Oh,
is
we're
back.
Being that. Oh, it's $1,000. You're being that strong.
Yes, I am. But don't say anything because Kennedy is back.
Yeah, the check is. I know what you're saying. And you're right.
Okay. Kennedy, welcome back.
I also do know what you're saying.
Sam got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right.
Yes, super close to getting all 5, but we have to be sticklers about answers.
Extra
here.
Sticklers for the camera. Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Last week, Caitlin Clark was named the WNBA's Rookie of the Year, receiving 66 of the 67 available first place votes. Which team does she play for?
The Indiana Fever.
Angel Reese got that one other vote. Her coach should be embarrassed. Just saying. She didn't play the last third of the season. That's petty. I do kind of like that, though. Tie to one. Question number two. Which singer's album 25 became the best-selling album of 2015?
Adele.
Tie to two. This artist was just passed by Taylor Swift as the world's wealthiest female artist and has released the albums Auntie and Good Girl Gone Bad. Name her.
Rihanna.
Tied at three. While Florida prepares for more devastating storms, it was George Clooney who captained a fishing boat during severe bad weather. Name the movie.
The Perfect Storm.
Yes.
It's
very important to the title. Not Perfect Storm, The Perfect Storm.
Do I get a half point if I'm from Gloucester?
No, you get less points if you're from Gloucester.
I know.
I love that so much.
It should be a minus.
It's your backyard.
You tell him. You tell him, girl. You tell him.
4-3, question number 5. The Patriots host the Houston Texans this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Game's at 1 o'clock, Kennedy, if you're interested.
If you want to miss it.
True or false? The Pats have lost their last 7 straight home games. True or false?
Have there been 7 games? Oh, are we counting like last season too?
Yeah, just the last 7 games.
At home?
At home.
Yeah, I think the only one they won was against the Cleveland or something. I'll say true.
It is the worst streak from the team in the past 30 years. 7 straight losses at home.
Even your wild ass guesses are right.
There's right. A little thought behind him.
All right, I'll give you the half a point now. 5-4.5.
Sounds fine. Sounds absolutely fine.
Oh, wow. Great job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Sam, so close. Yeah, so close. Nice work. Final score is 5-4.5. Kennedy gets the win. Sam, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Sam from Gloucester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.